What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Sorry for being a little late here and ending up taking some time off, but we're back here getting ready for week 8 of the NFL season and week 8 for the Carolina Panthers. Bill Rosselli, Panthers Wire, with you guys here to talk about Sunday's battle as the Panthers return home after a couple weeks on the road to take on Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens. Should be an interesting game. We know the Ravens have been, you know, pretty up and down, but overall a pretty solid season so far for them. They're coming into this game, of course, at 4-3, right in the mix in the AFC North division race, right behind the Steelers and the Bengals. Their offense has played pretty well, though. We'll just jump right into it, looking at some numbers. So, you know, the Ravens' offense has played very well. The Ravens come into this week actually as the number 6 offense in terms of total yards. And, well, that actually drops to 9th, but still a top 10 offense in terms of total yards per game, with 387 yards per game, compared to Carolina, who is actually currently sitting 18th in yards per game at 363.3. Passing yards per game, Baltimore also top 10 there, 291 passing yards per game, is Joe Flacco having pretty solid season so far, 2,067 yards so far through 7 games. He's thrown 11 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions. We know the Ravens have had past struggles on offense, you know, really hadn't had great receivers, though. That was kind of one of the main issues. Now they have balanced things out a little bit. You know, they brought in, of course, Michael Crabtree, brought in John Brown, who both are having solid productive seasons so far. John Brown, 28 catches so far for 558 yards and 4 touchdowns. Michael Crabtree, 35 catches, 64 yards, 2 touchdowns. Willie Snead has also been involved a little bit, 33 catches, 336 yards, and a touchdown. So, you know, it's been a nice kind of spread, if you want to say it like that. They've spread the ball quite a bit in terms of throwing the ball, getting a lot of players into the mix. Javoris Allen also has a receiving touchdown. Mark Andrews, the rookie tight end, has 2. And I think I've talked about him before. You know, I briefly mentioned him the other day when we first started talking about this game, how I was always a fan of Mark Andrews and always considered him to be the better tight end than, you know, not in general, but also in terms of considering the Ravens drafted 2 tight ends in this game. Drafted 2 tight ends this past April, including, of course, Hayden Hurst, the first-round pick. But I always thought Mark Andrews was the better option. And, you know, granted, Hayden Hurst, of course, has been dealing with injury. But so far, Mark Andrews has 14 catches, 163 yards, and like I said, has found the end zone twice. So this is a Baltimore offense that has shown they can move the ball. You know, they are also, in terms of points per game, I believe, as you check that out real quick, they are averaging, as I'm looking for points per game here, don't see it right away, but we know the offense has been doing well, excuse me, you know, looking at their games so far. Obviously it started with that 47 point performance against the Bills in week 1 in the dominating 47-3 victory. Then they put up 23 against the Bengals in the loss, 27 against the Broncos, 26 against the Steelers. Then, of course, the offense was flat against the Browns, only putting up 9 points. But then 21 against the Titans in a shutout and 23 against the Saints. So, other than the the Cleveland game that went to overtime, this is a Ravens team that has put up at least 21 points in 6 of 7 games this season. And again, that's kind of a mix of things. You know, a lot of it has to do with the passing game, though, as if you look at their rushing numbers, they are actually ranked 24th in the league in rushing yards per game. As, you know, for as talented as Alex Collins is, he hasn't really been putting up huge numbers so far. He actually only has 309 rushing yards so far this season. He has rushed for 4 touchdowns on 87 carries, but that is only 3.6 yards per carry. So not a lot of action so far from the Ravens running game. So in comparison, of course, Carolina is 4th overall in rushing yards per game. So to me, that I think is going to be the key right now as far as, you know, the Panthers having the edge, because despite the Panthers only being 18th in passing yards, you can see the passing game start to evolve a little bit. I think we saw it open up a little bit last week in that come from behind victory. So, you know, particularly in the fourth quarter against the Eagles, you can really see this offense really start to kind of spread its wings and not just really focus on one particular player. We saw Curtis Samuel get involved a lot. We've obviously seen Jarius Wright get involved. So it's a mixed bag. So there's a lot of ways I think that this Panthers offense can beat you. And, you know, this is a defense, I think, too, that is capable of not really shutting down the Ravens offense, but kind of holding them in check. You know, even if the Ravens keep up this kind of 21-point performance, this Panthers offense, I think, has become one now that they can hang with those kind of numbers. They can put up 21 on their own or put up 24, 28, whatever the case may be. So, you know, in that sense, I think this is definitely a winnable game again for the Panthers. You know, it's all about, I think, getting to Joe Flacco, you know, who has been sacked a little bit. Looking at it right now, real quick, Baltimore has, if I'm looking at this right, so Baltimore has allowed 13 sacks so far this season. That's tied with Washington for 22nd most in the NFL. The leaders actually right now are the Browns, who have allowed 31 sacks, whereas Carolina has actually only allowed 10 sacks. So both offensive lines have played very well. So I think this could certainly be a game where the offenses can both kind of take over. And, you know, so I think you're going to see I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of passing yards in this one. So really should be an interesting game, I think. And, you know, definitely excited to see these two teams in action. You know, we saw how the Ravens were able to hang with the Saints. You know, obviously it came down to a missed field goal or missed extra point that ended up costing the Ravens last week. So like I said, I'm excited to watch this game. And like I said, I think this is a definitely winnable game for the Panthers. We'll take a quick moment. We'll actually come back, look over the injury report for the Panthers and the Ravens, see who's looking like they are in and who is out. But first, want to take a couple moments to thank a couple great sponsors here at the Locked On Network, good friends of ours, starting with our friends over at BlueChew.com. Listen, guys, remember those days when you were always ready to go? You know, you were you're excited, and sometimes it just wasn't there, and you're looking for something that can give you that extra confidence in bed, well, BlueChew.com is the place to give you that increased performance and that extra confidence. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. BlueChew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made right here in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they are cheaper than a pharmacy. So right now, we've got a special deal for your listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code LOCKEDON. That's one word. All you have to do is just pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's B-L-U-E, like the color blue, Chew, C-H-E-W.com, promo code LOCKEDON, and use that promo code to try Blue Chew for free. Just pay $5 in shipping. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them very much for sponsoring the network and this podcast. Also, quick moment to thank our friends over at Vivid Seats. Guys, I know a lot of you, and gals too, a lot of you out there I know love going to see your favorite sporting events live, or you want to see your favorite band in person, things like that. And you're also looking to save a little bit of money, right? Well, if you haven't tried Vivid Seats yet, now's the time to do so. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive $20 off orders of $200 or more as a new customer of Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the online ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. With Vivid Seats, listeners can watch their favorite teams and artists perform in person, and they help you find your seats to any of your favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and more. They offer great prices and an easy purchasing experience. So again, use the promo code LOCKEDON at the Vivid Seats app and enter the promo code LOCKEDON to get $20 off orders of $200 or more. Again, this is for new customers. Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get to your favorite live event. So as we jump back into it now, talking a little more Panthers-Ravens, looking at the injury report, at least for Wednesday and Thursday. Starting with the Panthers, Wednesday, Mike Adams and Julius Peppers getting their rest days, Mario Addison with a back injury, Andre Smith with a hamstring injury, and Torrey Smith with a knee injury did not practice on Wednesday. Cam Newton with a right shoulder injury, and Greg Olsen with his foot injury were limited Wednesday. Then on Thursday, Andre Smith and Torrey Smith both missed practice again, and Rashawn Golden was added to the injury report with an ankle injury. Mario Addison was upgraded to a limited participant, and Cam Newton and Greg Olsen also were limited, but you know, obviously expect to see them on Sunday. And then Mike Adams and Julius Peppers, back from their rest days, were full participants on Thursday. Obviously, we'll keep an eye on Friday, particularly Andre Smith and Torrey Smith, to see if they will practice for the first time this week. And then obviously keep an eye on Rashawn Golden, who, you know, it's always interesting when a player is added to the injury report in the middle of the practice week. So we'll keep an eye on him as well. As for the Ravens, not participating on Wednesday were center Bradley Bozeman with a calf injury, wide receiver John Brown. We talked about John Brown, but he likely just had a rest day. Cornerback Brandon Carr with a knee injury. Wide receiver Michael Crabtree, again, likely just a rest day along with John Brown because it's listed not injury-related. Cornerback Marlon Humphrey with a thigh injury. Guard James Hurst with a back injury. Cornerback Jimmy Smith with a groin. And safety Eric Weddle, not injury-related, so likely rest day as well. Because then Brown, Carr, Crabtree, Smith, and Weddle all were full participants on Thursday. But Bozeman, Bozeman, Humphrey, and Hurst are all mispractice again on Thursday. So those three have not practiced yet this week. Again, we'll see on Friday what their status is. Anthony Averett, the cornerback, with a hamstring injury. Linebacker Anthony Levine with a hamstring. And guard Alex Lewis with a neck were all limited on Wednesday. Averett and Lewis were limited again on Thursday, while Levine was upgraded to a full participant on Thursday. So that's your injury report so far for the Ravens and the Panthers. Again, going at least for Thursday and Friday, going into going into Friday's game. And, you know, certainly seeing Brandon Carr banged up a little bit, or a couple of their corners banged up a little bit, particularly Marlon Humphrey. You know, Marlon Humphrey has had a, you know, he's only been in the league a couple of years, but he's already had a fantastic career so far. So if he's not able to go, that's a pretty good loss, or would be a pretty good loss for the Ravens. So he's definitely going to be one guy to keep an eye on. Same with James Hurst, you know. So like I said, a couple names on here on both sides to keep an eye on as we get to Friday's practice and the final injury report. So we'll see what happens. Should be really interesting. You know, certainly intrigued who's going to be out there, and you know, especially in the secondary, namely Marlon Humphrey, as the other guys look like they should be good to go. Because again, McCarr being a full participant, Jimmy Smith and Eric Weddle, they all look like they're good to go. But Marlon Humphrey would be a little bit of a loss if he can't go. You know, it would likely put Jimmy Smith or Tavon Young into that starting spot. So it should be interesting what the Ravens do if Marlon Humphrey can't go. But like I said, as I alluded to earlier, I think this is a definitely a winnable game for the Panthers. You know, I think this offense can hang in there, certainly with the Ravens. You know, like we saw, their running game has struggled this season. You know, they're kind of, like I said, around bottom 10, I believe, in rushing yards per game. So, you know, for as talented as Alex Collins is, he hasn't, and, you know, it's not all through his own fault. You know, he's gotten carries, he just hasn't really been able to do a lot with them. You know, so they just haven't been able to move the ball on the ground. So, you know, I think this is kind of one of those, you know, even if they get a couple scores through the ground, which I wouldn't be surprised if they do, you know, I could see this being a 28-21 type game in favor of the Panthers. You know, and I think that's what I'm going to go with. I think the Panthers win this game. You know, they're back home after a couple weeks off. They're excited to be back home. The fans will obviously be excited. So, I mean, you have to really like, especially coming off the momentum of that win last week, you have to like the direction the Panthers are going here. So I think they win this game. They get to 5-2, and they continue to solidify their spot heading toward the playoffs. And then, you know, there's a lot of talk about the trade deadline, which is coming up, I believe, this Tuesday. I don't know if the Panthers are going to make any moves to acquire someone. I did see somewhere that I believe it was from ESPN that mentioned CJ Anderson as a possible trade target. And, you know, we thought CJ Anderson was going to do a little bit more, but the way Christian McCaffrey has played all season, CJ Anderson just became nothing more than a spell back. He just, you know, doesn't get the carries because Christian McCaffrey has just become one of those players that you can't take off the field. So, you know, it wouldn't be surprising if they try to move him, kind of get him off the books. I mean, it was only a 1-year deal anyway, so he's a free agent at the end of the season anyway. So they'll likely, if they are looking to trade Anderson, you're just looking to get whatever you can, a late round pick, probably a 7th or a 6th. So we'll see come Tuesday. at the trade deadline. Obviously, we've had a couple big trades already so far with a couple days to go before the trade deadline. You know, we saw Amari Cooper get moved to Dallas for a first-round pick. We saw the Giants trade Eli, just, of course, not that Eli, Eli Apple, to the Saints. And they also traded Damon Harrison to the Detroit Lions. So very busy so far in the NFL. And we'll see if any more moves are made in the next couple days with the trade deadline looming. But speaking of the rest of the NFL, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and go to MyBookie as we do on Fridays and run through all the games, picking against the spread. But before I do that, got a couple more friends we want to give a shout out to, starting with our friends at Swap.com. Hey guys, isn't it crazy how much we pay for new and brand name clothes? And we just end up getting rid of them because our kids outgrow them in a few months. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we can find a place that has gently used clothes and we can save a lot of money doing so? Well, now there is. Swap.com, the world's largest online consignment and thrift store. Stop driving store to store and sifting through racks when you can easily sift through millions of clothes in seconds on Swap.com with their easy-to-use filters to find just what you need. Over 14 million tons of textiles are wasted each year. So shopping secondhand at Swap.com helps prevent that waste from polluting the environment, which is something we can all feel good about. So again, Swap.com, the world's largest consignment online and thrift store. And with Swap.com, you can save up to 90% off retail price on your favorite brands like Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, J.Crew, and Gap. Quality hand-inspected items are added to daily, and if something doesn't fit, you can enjoy hassle-free returns within 30 days. So, we got a special offer for you listeners. Get 35% off select items with your first order with the promo code LOCKEDON. Again, that's one word, LOCKEDON. Plus, you can find new deals every day at Swap.com's homepage. So, again, that's Swap.com, S-W-A-P, promo code LOCKEDON to save 35% off select items with your first order. And of course, the guys we're about to talk about with our picks, MyBookie. You know, ever since I started this podcast, people ask me for advice, and usually it's about what teams I bet on, and of course I'm about to give you guys my picks now. Obviously, it's always tough to make picks, but if you guys think you know who's going to win, you got to check out MyBookie, because remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with, and that's why I'm always telling you guys all the time to go to MyBookie, because they're your best bet this season. They've been great to us here at the Locked On Network, so that's why we want you guys to go check them out and support what they do. They've been in business for years. Their reviews are outstanding online, and their sites, both online and on mobile, very easy to use. So again, I would only recommend a service to you guys that's been good to me. And again, MyBookie has been great to us at the network. So that's why we urge you guys to go to MyBookie, because when you win, they do pay, and they pay in a quick fashion. They have in-game live betting, over-unders on fantasy points scored, and the most rewarding player perks in the business. So listen up, guys. MyBookie is slammed with new bettors, and they want to give everyone the best service possible. So if you're willing to wait until after 7 p.m. Eastern time, they'll give you an additional $25 in free play on your deposits of over $100. So join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate your offer, and they will match your deposit up to $1,000 in free play. So again, MyBookie, MyBookie, promo code LOCKEDON to claim up to $1,000 in free play. And if you are willing to hold out until after 7 p.m., use the promo code LOCKEDON25 and get that extra $25 in free play on deposits of over $100. So I don't know about you guys, but I wait until after dinner and take the extra money. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. And of course, the shout out to our friends at LOKI. They're amazing bracelets that I wear all the time. Again, they have the Panthers team colors, they have the Panthers logo, and of course, it's one of those daily reminders to keep a balance in your life, which, again, for someone like me, that's really important because I deal with a lot of highs and lows. So this is one of those nice stability things for me. Because remember, it holds water from Mount Everest, and it holds mud from the Dead Sea, which are the highest and the lowest points on Earth. So it gives you that daily balance every day. And like I said, it's a comfortable bracelet to wear, it's fun to wear, and it just looks really cool. So if you want one for your own, you go to Lokai, that's Lokai.com, check out their game day collection, find the Panthers, check them out, order it, and use the promo code PANTHERS25. And you could save 25% off that or any bracelet you want from their Game Day collection. Because this code is good for the entire Game Day collection. So again, that's Lokai, Lokai.com, promo code PANTHERS25, and get 25% off your purchase from the Game Day collection. And as always, a big shout out and thank you to Lokai and all the sponsors here. Lokai, MyBookie, Swap, Vivid Seats, and Blue Chew. Big thanks to all of them for supporting us here at the Locked On Network and Locked On Panthers. And so with that, let's head over to MyBookie and make some picks for week number 8. It's hard to believe we're already almost halfway through the season. But if we jump now to week number 8, we will start in London with the final game in London between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite. Both teams are a mess, but the Eagles are at least not benching their quarterback, as we saw the Jaguars do last week against the Texans. So I'll take the Eagles, and I'll take the -3.5. So I'll take the Eagles to cover the spread. Browns are in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Obviously, the first time these two teams met, you had the tie, the first of two ties this season. This time around, the Steelers are 8.5-point favorites. Browns have been slipping lately. So I don't think it's going to be a tie this week. I think it's probably going to be an easy one for the Steelers. I'll take them to cover the 8.5. Chiefs -10.5 against the Broncos. We know it was a very exciting finish the first time these teams met back in week 4 on Monday night. And 10.5 is big. I'm gonna say the Broncos keep it somewhat close. I'll say they keep it in single digits. So I'll pick the Chiefs to win straight up, and I'm picking the Broncos, or I'll take the Broncos with the points. Jets are at the Bears. Bears are -8.5. I saw a stat that said Darnold has leads the NFL in interceptions right now with 10, and the Bears have an interception in every game so far. Wouldn't be surprising to see the Bears pick off Darnold here once or twice. Close finish for them. You know, tough loss against the Patriots last week. I think they bounce back, and I think they beat the Jets by at least 9, so I'll take the Bears there. Redskins at the Giants. Redskins are a 1.5-point favorite. The Giants kept it a lot closer last week against the Falcons than I expected them to. But it's only 1.5. I'll take the Redskins, and I'll take the 1.5 there. Redskins get to 5-2 and continue to lead the NFC East. Lions are a 3-point favorite at home against the Seahawks. Good win for the Lions last week against the Dolphins. Seahawks coming off a bye, so they're pretty rested. I think the Seahawks can go into Detroit and get the win there. So I'll take the Seahawks with the points. Bengals are 4.5-point favorites against the Buccaneers. Boy, Bengals got embarrassed, though, on Sunday night against the Chiefs. But I think they bounce back here because Tampa's been struggling on defense. I think Cincy can work them on offense. I'll take the Bengals, and I'll take them to cover that 4.5-point spread. Then we get to the Ravens and Panthers. Ravens are actually a 2-point favorite in this one, surprisingly. So I obviously am going to take the Panthers here. I've already said I think the Panthers will win, so I'll take the Panthers with the 2 points. Then you get to the late afternoon games. Colts are a 3.5-point favorite at Oakland, and I'll take that. I'll take Colts -3.5. 49ers -1.5 at the Cardinals, but they've certainly been up and down. You know, they were close with the Packers, but then they just got routed by the Rams. It's at Arizona. I think Arizona can win this one, which would actually be a sweep already of the 49ers. So I'll take the Cardinals with the points there. Speaking of the Rams, they've got the Packers in what should be a fun game. And the Rams are a 9-point favorite. That's big, I think, against the Packers. I'll pick the Rams to win. I'll take them to get to 8-0, but I don't think it's going to be by 9 points. I'll take the Packers with the points there. Sunday night game is another big NFC battle as the Saints take on the Vikings, and that is actually right now a pick'em. So it could go either way, but I'm going to take the Saints to go into New Orleans and beat the Vikings. And then Monday night is New England at Buffalo. Ugh. You know, congrats to Buffalo. First home Monday night game in 10 years. And they're going to get routed, I think, by the Patriots. The question is, will it be by more than 14 points as the spread is 14.5 in favor of the Patriots? I think it'd be funny if they win by 14. So I'm going to... But boy, the Bills are struggling. I it wouldn't surprise me if the Patriots cover that. I'm going to say the Patriots cover that. Actually, funny thing, too, is the money line is minus 1,400 for the Patriots, which would mean you would have to bet $1,400 to win. If you're betting the money line, you would have to bet $1,400 just to win $100. Whereas the Bills are plus 800, that means you would bet $100 to win 800. But I can't see the Bills being competitive in this one, so it wouldn't surprise me to see the Patriots win this one by 15 plus. So we'll go with the Patriots there. And there are my picks for week five. Oh man, we're going back in time. Week 8. Of the NFL season. So if you want to take a shot at making these picks yourself, go to MyBookie, promo code LOCKEDON or LOCKEDON25 after 7 p.m. and get that free money. But with that being said, we're going to wrap it up. Enjoy the game as always. Have a great weekend. Game, of course, is Sunday, 1 o'clock on CBS. Greg Gumbel, Trent Green, and Bruce Arians will have the call. So Sunday, 1 o'clock, CBS. The Carolina Panthers back at home after a couple weeks on the road hosting the Baltimore Ravens. We'll be back Monday, of course, to discuss the game. And we'll see if we're talking about the 5-2 Panthers or the 4-3 Panthers. And, of course, we'll talk about some of the other NFL action, particularly in the NFC South. But that'll do it for this edition of the Locked On Panthers. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Enjoy the game, and we'll see you Monday right here on LOP. Until then, take care, my friends.